Calgary Flames Radio. The Hot Stove Lounge postgame show starts right now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your final score from the MTS Center in Winnipeg. The Flames fall 5-1 at the hands of the Jets, and we welcome you to the Hot Stove Lounge. My name is Pat Steinberg here at Shanks on McLeod Trail South, your playoff headquarters, and Peter Labarde is standing by at the MTS Center in Winnipeg. Lou, five unanswered goals from the Jets in a pretty impressive way for them to finish out their regular season in front of their home crowd.
It was, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It would have been great to see the Flames finish it off and maybe, you know, put a little heat on the Canucks tonight as far as having home ice advantage in round one. But, Pat, what really happened in the third was that the veteran players of the Jets turned it up a notch. Some of the Flames' young blue liners struggled, and that made the difference. A couple of, if you will, iffy goals allowed as well along the way, and thus a 5-1 setback. But in a game, listen, when you don't play your best players in the game, those things are going to happen. And the Jets at this point, especially on defense, you know, when you compare the two defenses and the amount of experience on the two defenses today, there's a huge difference, and I think it was a big difference maker.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's too worried about the score when it's all said and done because of what is still to come for both teams. I don't think if you're a Jets fan, you're too worried about it. Certainly not if you're a Flames fan either. No. Let's select tonight's hardest working Flame, or today's hardest working Flame, brought to you by Devon Canada, one of Canada's leading oil and gas producers. Devon Canada, focused on energy and committed to safety. Visit devonenergy.com. All right, Lou, who is tonight's, or today, hardest working Flame?
I'm going with Josh Juris. I thought he had great jump in his game all afternoon, 14-37. He was a plus player in the game, won three of the five faceoffs that he took. He was a real energizer, and I believe Mr. Wills already has a guess.
All right, that is your hardest working Flame. Josh Juris gets the award. It's brought to you by Devon Canada, one of Canada's leading oil and gas producers. Devon Canada, focused on energy and committed to safety. Visit devonenergy.com. Game 82 does not go the Flames' way. They fall 5-1 at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets, and now Calgary with a playoff date set against the Vancouver Canucks to play Game 1 and 2 at the Rogers Arena in Vancouver. It's time to go from the Flames dressing room, brought to you by Regis Business Centers. Need to open an office in Calgary or get a team working in Edmonton? Regis makes it happen fast with office space wherever you need it. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES. Back to the MTS Center in Winnipeg, where Derek Wills is standing by.
Thanks, Pat. Despite the 5-1 loss, there's certainly some bright spots for the Flames in this game against the Jets today, and I'm joined by one of them, a native Manitoban, and a guy who got the only Flames goal in this game against the Jets, Michael Ferland, and had a chance to talk to your new teammate, Sam Bennett, before the game, and said to him that it takes a lot of people to help you get to the National Hockey League and realize your dream. So this must have been a special game for you, playing in front of family and friends here at MTS Center today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I had a lot of family coming from Brandon, and you know, I just wanted to come in tonight and, you know, do something for them. And, yeah, you know, it was nice to get the lucky bounce here and pat one in. And, yeah, it felt good.
I don't know how lucky it was because you had to work hard to get to the front of the net. Tell us about that goal that you scored that Sam Bennett assisted on to pick up his first NHL point.
Yeah, you know, Benny, you know, he got the puck down low and he took it to the net. And I came flying in and, you know, I seen it in midair and took a swung at it and hit it. It felt good. Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought you played your best National Hockey League game on Tuesday against the Coyotes. That was until Thursday against the Kings, but I thought you really played your best NHL game. Tell us about how your game's evolved this season and if confidence has been a big part of your growth.
Yeah, for sure. You know, coming up and, you know, being in and out of the lineup, you know, the biggest thing for me was, you know, just trying to stay focused and do whatever I could to stay in the lineup. And, you know, these last 2 weeks, I just went out there and, you know, used my body and, you know, finished all my checks. And, you know, it's just been nice to stay in the lineup.
On Thursday against the Kings, it looked like you were going out of your way to make life difficult for Drew Doughty. Safe to say?
Yeah, you know, he was he's one of the best D-men in this league, and you know, I wanted to give him hard minutes, so you know, I finished every check I could on him.
Going head-to-head with Drew Doughty, who might be the best defenseman in the National Hockey League, is one thing. Going head-to-head with Dustin Byfuglien is another. But you were in some one-on-one battles with him today. How did those feel?
Yeah, you know, I felt like I ran into a fridge a couple times. You know, he's a big guy. He's a really good player also. And, you know, like I said with Doughty, I was just going to give Byfuglien hard minutes too. And, you know, he's just a really, really thick guy, and you know he's a really good player too.
Obviously, not a lot on the line for the Flames. We thought this might be the biggest game in many seasons for the team, but after you clinched this playoff spot against the Kings on Thursday, all you could do today was try to win and hope the Oilers beat the Canucks tonight. Was this a difficult game to get motivated for? Maybe not so much for you because you had your family and friends here, but for the whole group?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, it's an afternoon game, and you know, there's a lot of new faces in the lineup, but you know, at the same time, you know, this is our job, and you know, we got to come prepared every game, and you know, I thought we did good, but Winnipeg was just the better team.
I don't know about you, but I've already caught myself a couple of times kind of looking ahead to next week's Stanley Cup playoff series against the Canucks. You must be so excited to get onto the ice and play postseason hockey in the NHL.
Yeah, you know, I've always been excited when I played in the playoffs in junior. You know, I kind of, you know, can't imagine how it's going to be, you know, in the NHL. I'm just really looking forward to it. And, yeah, like I said, I'm really excited.
And like I said, some bright spots in this loss for the Flames today. You were certainly one of them. Congratulations on your goal today and on what's been a great week. And best of luck to you and the boys in game one against the Canucks.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
There's Michael Ferland of the Flames. Back to you, Pat.
All right, Derek, that is from the Flames dressing room, brought to you by Regis Business Centers. Need to open an office in Calgary or get a team working in Edmonton? Regis makes it happen fast with office space wherever you need it. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES. Your final score from Winnipeg today. The Jets take a 5-1 win over the Flames. We're just getting started on your Hot Stove Lounge this afternoon. Live from Shanks on McLeod Trail South, the save of the game, the Red Hot Replay, a very important NHL roundup and a whole lot more coming your way as we continue. The Hot Stove Lounge is only on Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Breaking down Flames hockey, Sportsnet 960. The Hot Stove Lounge postgame show is streaming online at sportsnet.ca/960 and on the air, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
All right, your final score from the MTS Center in Winnipeg. The Flames fall 5-1 at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. So that is how game 82 of the regular season finishes, game 82 of 82. The good news in 2015 is that 82 is not where the season finishes. At least four more to go as the Flames are postseason bound for the first time since 2009. But still breaking down this game, they would have liked to finish off with a win. You don't totally excuse a loss, but taking a look at the lineup, not completely surprising or anything like that. Certainly for Joni Arttio, I'm sure he would have liked a better outing. Hasn't played since February 20th, though, and that was in the American Hockey League. Hasn't played in the NHL since mid-January. So, you know, yeah, not a great outing for Joni Arttio, as he does not end up having his best outing that we've seen, but I think a little bit of benefit of the doubt has to be given as well, and we do know that for the time being, he's going to remain the backup to Jonas Hiller. Speaking of goaltending, let's get to the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details, and tonight's save of the game comes in the first period.
Puck at the Flames line, picked up by Scheifele. He centers for a leak. He'll spin to the far boards and now back to the blue line and slide at left point. Sherrod winds and fires a shot, booted away by Arttio. Good left pad kick save there by the Flames rookie goaltender.
Maybe his best of the afternoon, because there was plenty of traffic in front of him to fight through.
So for Arttio, that's one of his 17 saves this afternoon. That means another $85 going to Kidsport Calgary from Shane Holmes. That raises the season total and caps it at $10,650. What a contribution from Shane Holmes to Kidsport Calgary over an entire year. $10,650 is the donation when it's all said and done. Shane Holmes committed to giving back to the community. And again, kind of tough to really fault Arttio a ton in this game, just knowing the situation and knowing that he hasn't played in quite some time. I mean, again, hasn't played since February 20th, and that was in the American Hockey League before he suffered that high ankle sprain in a game with the Adirondack Flames. And we know who's starting game one of the playoffs in Vancouver. We're thinking that game starts on Wednesday, and we know that it's going to be Jonas Hiller who gets the start, unless by some miracle. We're talking about Kari Rommel coming back, but it doesn't sound like Rommel's going to be back at least for a little while. So, you know you're going back to Jonas Hiller. That's the way it probably is going to end up going. And, you know, for Joni Arttio, I think you can probably give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt just because of the last time he played. That said, He's not going to be happy with the overall performance, and he's going to need to be a whole lot better if he's called upon come the postseason. A few goals, specifically the first one that tied the game, maybe a few others that he'd like to have back at the end of the day. Let's get to the adjustment of the game, brought to you by Alberta's Chiropractors. Life is the roughest game of all. Play on with help from your chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. Well, the adjustment of this game, aside from all the adjustments in the lineup, because there were a lot of adjustments for both teams, a lot of players rested on both sides, but when taking a look at this game in particular, Peter Lombardi has kind of said it already. It was the way I was leaning too. The Jets kind of really leaned on their veterans as the third period continued. 1-1 after 40, but the Jets veterans, guys like Frolik and Stempniak and, you know, a few others, even guys like Scheifele who have been in the league for a little while, really turned it up as this game went along. And the third period adjustment that the Jets made, really starting to lean on a much younger and inexperienced Flames lineup, that to me is your adjustment of the game. It's why they were able to score the four third period goals. The adjustment of the game brought to you by Alberta's Chiropractors. Life is the roughest game of all. Play on with help from your chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. Taking a look at some of the numbers in this game. It was a game with a few minuses on the Flames side of things. Minus five for Joe Colburn. Jeez. And I don't even know how indicative of things that really is, but I know that he's probably not going to like that, just because you never like to see a minus five when it's all said and done. So that's Joe Colburn's final line in terms of, and also a minus three for Tyler Wotherspoon in his first NHL game of the season. Taking a look at the ice time totals, the Flames were led in ice time by Corey Potter, in fact, who had 23 minutes and 17 seconds of ice time. David Schlemko was next at 21:28. Leading the way for forwards was Colburn at 20 minutes and 9 seconds. That's how the ice time looked for the Flames. In terms of the Jets and how they did in terms of ice time, they were led by Dustin Byfuglien, who returned to action at 24:39. So we talked about the minus five for Joe Colburn. What a bizarre game. How about the pluses on the other side for Winnipeg? Adam Partey finished plus five. So did Toby Enstrom in his first game back in quite a while. Plus five for both Enstrom and Partey. Don't see that very often either. So that's just, again, slight misnomers in this game today, and that's the way it all ends up looking. The Flames go 42% in the faceoff dot. Rough day for Matt Stajan. He went 3 for 16 at 19%. Better day for Michael Backlund, 9 for 13 at 69%. Marcus Granlund, 5 for 14 at 36%, and Sam Bennett, 1 for 6 at 17%. By the way, some of the players who made their NHL debuts today, Sam Bennett played 16 minutes, had the one assist, finished minus one. We mentioned his faceoff proficiency at 17%. It was John Ramage's NHL debut. He played 18 minutes and 10 seconds, had a minus one and four shots on goal. And it was the NHL debut for Brett Kulak. And Kulak finished with 19 minutes and 31 seconds of ice time. That's how things would finish for him. So three debuts for the Flames today. Big Chief Meat Snacks are the official jerky sponsor of the Hot Stove Lounge. Big Chief Meat Snacks, high protein, 100% beef snacks, made in Calgary. Bite me. Our final regular season check-in from Bob Hartley around the corner. Your final score. Flames fall 5-1 to finish off the regular season against the Winnipeg Jets as we continue on Flames Radio. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames postgame continues. Let's hear from Flames head coach Bob Hartley. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yeah, I felt that, you know, like the youngsters, it was a great experience for them. Like, they were real excited to play. And, from Kulak, Ramage, and Bennett playing their first NHL game, I thought that they did quite well.
If we could specifically focus on what Sam Bennett showed you, I know his brief, I got an assist in the first minute, but in terms of how he adjusted to the NHL game, what did you see?
Yeah, well, first, like, we wanted to play him, like, about a period at center, and then put him on left wing so that we have options in the playoffs. Like, I think that was the most important thing that we wanted to get out of this game, was to give him some experience and, see how he would handle this. And I thought his skating was fine. And, the rest, obviously, it's a learning process. But, we drafted Sam Bennett for his talent, his grit, his competitiveness, and that's exactly what we got tonight from him.
By resting so many veterans, obviously you got to look at the young kids, but the other side of it is to get recovery time for them. Obviously you felt this was a strong reason to do that, right?
Yeah, well, we have many guys banged up. We played lots of guys, some of our veteran players that we didn't play. They've been carrying injuries for the last month and a half, and they kept going. And you guys saw many of our practices where, on many days we only have half a team out there, and there was a reason for this. So obviously now, we can get those nagging injuries away from us, and we should have a fresh lineup in Vancouver.
Can you comment on just kind of the weird way this ended? I mean, both clubs are kind of watching each other on Thursday. What could have been a very, very big game today turns out to be, in some sense, meaningless.
Yeah, and this is a very good question, because a few weeks ago, we were all saying that the race on the Eastern side was over 2 months ago, and it ends up that the most exciting games are on the Eastern side today compared to on the Western side, everything is decided. So, just to show you the parity in this league, you can never stop. And I thought that, the two teams, tonight, this afternoon, we still competed hard, but, with the fact that, we knew where we stood both sides, we took advantage of, the schedule.
Bob, Michael Ferland has had a real strong last 10 days for you on that left side. Again, he scores today, but more importantly, he's used his physical body. Do you see him as a real boon to this club as you get into the postseason?
Yeah, he's really progressing. 3 years ago, in Abbotsford, at their camp, we saw lots of potential, obviously. He was raw. We knew that there was lots of work to be done, but at the same time, when the potential and the will is there, there's a lot that you can do with it. And credit to Furley, he's been unbelievable. And you're right, he's played some very big games for us. And even this afternoon, I felt he was probably one of our best forwards.
Just to touch back on Sam a little bit, how big was the smile on his face after 33 seconds?
Yeah, no, he was big. It's great. What a start to, to a career. And, I'm sure that there's many more good games ahead.
He said he wanted you to throw him back out there, not to take him. Yeah. Sound about right?
Yeah, no, he's a competitor. He wants to be out there, and that's, that's big. We want kids with, that can fit in our culture. We're always talking about our commitment. We're talking about our hard work. Well, Sam Bennett, really represents what we're looking for.
Bob, this team tied a franchise record this year for road victories. As you guys know now that you'll be going to Vancouver for game one, what gives this group confidence away from
you? Yeah, no, we've played great. I think that we're playing the same game on the road than at home. So, we feel good on, in visiting rinks. And, it's just about it. It's about playoff hockey now. And, if you want to go and move on, you'll have to win on the road. So, that's no problem.
That is the head coach, Bob Hartley, following tonight's 5-1 setback at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. But as you just heard there from the head coach, not a whole lot of stock is being put into this game. We're talking more about the postseason and how important that is now. But that is the head coach, Bob Hartley, as the Flames fall 5-1. And we continue on your Hot Stove Lounge this afternoon. My name is Pat Steinberg from Shanks on McLeod Trail South. It's time for the Red Hot Replay, brought to you by Cal Tire. Tires don't belong in your home. Visit any one of the 16 Calgary Cal Tire locations and ask about storage for your tires. And today's Red Hot Replay comes 33 seconds into period number one.
Blocking shot in beyond the Jets net. Bennett racing it in the forecheck, steals it. Bennett on the wraparound, bouncing puck. They score! Sam Bennett feeds it out in front. The puck bounced around a little bit. And Josh Juris and Michael Ferland Bolt took swings and may have redirected it in. And just 33 seconds into the game, the Flames have a 1-0 lead.
For Ferland, his second career goal is your Red Hot Replay, brought to you by Cal Tire. Tires don't belong in your home. Visit any one of the 16 Calgary Cal Tire locations and ask about storage for your tires. And it didn't take long for Sam Bennett to make an impact in his NHL career. Just 33 seconds into his first NHL game, he draws an assist on Ferland's game opener. Unfortunately, the Jets would score five unanswered after that. You heard Bob Hartley there in his post-game media address talk about how, you know what, we wanted to get Bennett in. He's an option for the postseason. Will he be in the postseason? Don't know, but you want to keep as many options on the table as you possibly can have. So that is things from Winnipeg, and that is your Red Hot Replay. Let's move to today's NHL Roundup, which is a pretty important one. The NHL Roundup brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. Your Alberta Ford dealers invite you to go to albertaford.ca to build and price your vehicle. All right, we'll start with huge Eastern Conference action from earlier today. A final score from Philadelphia. The Flyers hosting the Ottawa Senators. A win for Ottawa means they are into the postseason, and they would complete an incredible turnaround. The Sens in Philadelphia, could they get it done?
Stone gets all wrangled up with Koliakovo along the boards. Turris sends it back of the net. Mason out of the net. Clears it to the corner himself. It's sent back out to center. Borowiecki just dumps it back in. Well, I've just been handed a note.
Yes, Dean.
Apparently Delzato in the summer is starting his first internship as a veterinary assistant. Here's a steal. Stone scores! Stone with a steal, and he buries it.
Well, we got a good Michael Delzato veterinary school update, and we got a Mark Stone goal. That made it 3-1 in favor of the Ottawa Senators. Wasn't necessarily expecting the interesting interjection before the goal, but that was one of two Mark Stone goals in this game. His 25th and 26th of the season, and the third one, and the second one ends up being huge because it seals an Ottawa 3-1 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers, and that means the Ottawa Senators into the postseason. What a turnaround for them. 21-3-3 in their final 27 games, and they clinch a playoff berth with today's win, and they're not backing in. By no stretch are they backing in as they win and get in today. So with Ottawa making the playoffs, we already know that Montreal is making it from the East, and then Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver in the West. It's the first time that five Canadian teams have made the playoffs in the same year since the 03-04 season. We remember where the Flames went in the 03-04 season, all the way to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final that year. Calgary and Vancouver made it in the West. Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal made it in the East. So that's an interesting piece of news as well. First time since 03-04 that has happened. And Ottawa clinches a playoff spot today. So here's the interesting thing as to where the Senators sit. They are currently third in the Atlantic Division. Their win actually moves them to 99 points to finish the year. So as it stands right now, they hold down an Atlantic Division playoff spot. However, the Detroit Red Wings are only 1 point back of the Senators, and they still play tonight. A 5 o'clock start for the Red Wings and Carolina Hurricanes. 1 point for the Detroit Red Wings will get them back into third. They're a point back, and they hold the tiebreaker on the Senators. So all Detroit has to do is be tied with Ottawa, and they will move into third, and Ottawa will move back to the first of the two wild card spots. So that's the scenario. But right now, Ottawa is in third in the Atlantic Division, and we'll see if that's where they end up finishing or if Detroit will end up surpassing them. But the lowest that Ottawa is going to finish this season is the first of the two Eastern Conference wildcard spots. Two more goals for Mark Stone. He ties Johnny Gaudreau for the rookie scoring lead. 64 points, 26 goals on the season for Mark Stone. And it might come down to him and Gaudreau for the Rookie of the Year. What Mark Stone has done in this 21-3-3 run for the Ottawa Senators is incredible. Might be enough for him to win Rookie of the Year or be very, very close to it. So Ottawa is in. What does that mean for the rest of the Western Conference? Sens beat the Flyers 3-1. Well, now it means that Pittsburgh and Boston are fighting for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Penguins at 96 points, the Bruins at 95 points with one more spot on the line. Here's what they are doing later on today. At the top of the hour, Pittsburgh is in Buffalo. That game is on City, and the Penguins are that close to missing the playoffs. But are they frustrated? Well, Sidney Crosby says no need to be frustrated right now.
Getting frustrated isn't gonna help it, you know. I think, you know, you just keep working hard, keep battling. I mean, you know, we were all around the net, generating some good chances, a lot of pucks up in that, competed hard in the corners. I mean, all the things you need to do to generate goals, and like I said, you have to trust that it's gonna go in.
Now, here's the scenario for Pittsburgh. Because they have a one-point edge on Boston on the final day of the season, any win in any fashion for the Pittsburgh Penguins will clinch them the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. However, if they don't win, then it becomes a little bit more pressure-packed because Boston has the tiebreak on the Pittsburgh Penguins if they were to end up being tied. So, what of it then? If Boston and Tampa Bay... That's the other game that's being played that impacts this race. 5:30 faceoff on Sportsnet 1. Boston has actually been playing some pretty good hockey, but pretty good isn't enough when the Ottawa Senators are playing scorching hockey and they surpass them. So now the Boston Bruins are faced with a win and you're in potentially situation. Even then, they need some help. Like, the Bruins are not in a good spot to make the playoffs. They are tooth and nail just to get in on the final day of the regular season, and they've got a tough matchup against the Lightning, who still have lots to play for. Here's Bruins general manager Peter Chiarelli, knowing that they need to win today.
We had a push, a pretty good push, and then these last two games have been disappointing. They've been disappointing, and you know, obviously our troubles, we're having trouble scoring. Not generating chances, but we're having trouble scoring, and that came back to bite us the other night in Washington, and even last night. We had a real strong start, and you know, we score in all those chances in the first period, and it's a different game.
So here's the scenario for the Boston Bruins. A regulation overtime win and a Penguins loss gets them in. And that is any type of loss. Because the Bruins have the head-to-head tiebreaker, if these two teams are tied in the first tiebreaker, regulation overtime wins at the end of the season, then Boston will end up winning. So if the Bruins win this game and the Pittsburgh Penguins lose in any fashion, then the Bruins will get in. However, if Pittsburgh wins in any fashion, then the Penguins get in. So basically for Boston, it's win and hope for help. Boston's got the tougher matchup, though. They're in Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh's in Buffalo to take on the worst team in the National Hockey League in the Sabres. We'll see how this all ends up. The Penguins play Buffalo at the top of the hour on City. The Bruins and the Lightning play each other at 5:30 on Sportsnet 1, all part of Hockey Night in Canada. We'll decide who the 8th Eastern Conference playoff seed is and who the 16th playoff participant is a little bit later on tonight. Still lots to be decided elsewhere with teams that have clinched playoff spots. Montreal and Toronto playing tonight at 5 o'clock. This one's coast to coast on CBC. The Habs trying to lock down the Atlantic Division and that number one seed in their division. And for the Habs, any point against the Toronto Maple Leafs, so a win, an overtime loss, or a shootout loss will clinch things for Montreal. So that's the way it looks for the Habs. Any point clinches them the Atlantic Division because they've got a two-point edge on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning are playing Boston. We already mentioned that. Montreal is playing Toronto. However, if the Bolts win and the Habs lose in regulation, then the Lightning will win the division because Tampa has the tiebreak in terms of ROW, and that would be enough for them. So again, if Tampa beats Boston and Montreal loses in regulation to Toronto, then the Lightning will win the Atlantic Division. However, Montreal is drawing a pretty easy square on the dance card. The Toronto Maple Leafs are going to finish right at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. The only team worse than them, the Buffalo Sabres. So it'll be a pretty poor showing for the Toronto Maple Leafs when it's all said and done. They finished 15th of 16 in the East, but are they going to try and finish strong? Here's Nazem Kadri.
Just to be mentally prepared for puck drop, we know that they're going to be coming. They're fighting for a top spot in the Atlantic right now, so we've got to be prepared, and nothing would be better to get a win at the last game of the year.
So we'll see if Toronto puts up any fight whatsoever on the Montreal Canadiens. All the Habs need to do is pick up a single point, and they win the Atlantic Division. So that is the story when it comes to the Eastern Conference. Off to the Western Conference with the way things look right now. Edmonton and Vancouver go at 8 o'clock tonight, coast-to-coast on CBC. We thought this game might be of importance when it comes to Pacific Division seeding. It's not anymore. Because Calgary lost to Winnipeg, that immediately clinches the second spot in the Pacific for the Vancouver Canucks. So regardless of what the Canucks do against the Oilers today, Vancouver will have home ice to start this series against the Flames next week. However, the Canucks want to finish strong. Here's their head coach, Willie Desjardins.
They're so aware of everything that goes on and exactly what's happening. But it's a battle. Edmonton's going to play hard. Like, they've had some good games. They beat LA the other night. They got young guys that are going to be skating. So it'll be a real tough game no matter what for us, but we got to be ready and hopefully we can get the win.
Vancouver is Calgary's first-round opponent. We'll see if they finish off the season strong against Edmonton, or if, much like the Flames, it's not the way they want to finish off the season. Vancouver at home to the Oilers at 8 o'clock tonight. Let's move to St. Louis, where the Blues were hosting the Minnesota Wild in an important game when it came to wild card and Central Division seeding. The Blues fighting for top spot in the Western Conference. They've already clinched the Central Division, while Minnesota fighting for maybe a Central Division playoff spot as opposed to a wild card berth. So the Blues at home to Minnesota, but St. Louis had themselves a pretty solid outing.
St. Louis up the near side. Alexander Steen gets it in. 4-on-2. Steen centers. They shoot it. Tarasenko. He scores! Vladimir Tarasenko. 37 on the year. And with 2 minutes to go in the second period, he puts the Blues on top. 2-0.
The Blues would go on to win this game over Minnesota 4-2. Good news for St. Louis. They get both Vladimir Tarasenko and Alex Steen back in the lineup before the end of the regular season. In fact, Ken Hitchcock said yesterday they would have played in their second-to-last game, but they wanted to hold them out just in case, get them the one game back before the end of the regular season. Tarasenko and Steen look to be just fine when you get to the postseason, so it looks like a relatively healthy Blues squad going into the playoffs. So the Blues have already clinched number one in the Central, and with today's win, they kind of put themselves in a decent spot to come away with number one in the Western Conference, but that remains in the air. Here's the way it works. The Blues will win the Western Conference if the Ducks lose in any fashion to the Arizona Coyotes. However, if the Ducks beat the Coyotes in regulation or overtime, then they will take the Western Conference. So a regulation or overtime win for Anaheim tonight in Arizona means the Ducks win the Western Conference. If the Ducks win in a shootout or lose in any fashion, the Blues will take the Western Conference. So still a little bit to be determined there as to who gets the number one seed in the West. As for the Minnesota Wild, their loss today cements them as the number one wild card team. They will finish first of the two wild card spots and seventh overall in the conference. That clinches number three in the Pacific Division for Chicago and locks in a Chicago-Nashville first round series this year. So the Blues do indeed avoid Chicago in round number one. The Blues will play either Minnesota or Winnipeg in round number one. Again, all depending on what the Anaheim Ducks do to finish the season. So that's what's going on in terms of the Western Conference playoff races and in terms of playoff implications there. Two other final scores from this afternoon. One of them completely insignificant. One of them with some significance. We'll start with the latter as opposed to the former. We'll save the meaningless one till the end. And New York Rangers today, though, taking on the Washington Capitals. Both teams have already clinched, and both teams know where they're going to finish more or less. But the Rangers able to set some records today as they took out the Caps.
Zuccarello back behind the cage. Can't get around Gleason. Goes to the near boards and Boyle. Back out to the point. Broussard fires a shot and scores! Broussard on the power play. It's 2-0 New York.
So for Derek Brassard, that was his 19th goal of the season. That's a new career high for him in a single season. Also his 100th career goal, part of a 4-2 Rangers win over the Washington Capitals. But the win for New York, who's already clinched the President's Trophy, gives them 53 wins on the season and 113 points on the season. Both of those are new single season franchise records for the New York Rangers. It's pretty impressive knowing the Rangers are an original six franchise, and they've just set new single-season franchise records for wins and points. Again, 53 wins and 113 points. As for the Capitals, they lose 4-2. Alex Ovechkin gets his 53rd of the season, and that's how he'll finish out the year, leading the NHL in that category. It's also a power play goal. That was his 25th power play goal of the season. That is a brand-new Washington Capitals single-season record, 25 power play goals in one season. The Capitals are locked into a first-round battle with the New York Islanders. Washington might start at home, but that's still up in the air. The Islanders are in action a little bit later on today when they welcome the Columbus Blue Jackets at the top of the hour. An Islanders win will end up giving them home ice in the first round against the Washington Capitals. An Islanders point, that puts in the head-to-head between the Caps and the Islanders, and that still is up in the air. The Islanders clinch the number two seed in the Metropolitan Division if they defeat the Blue Jackets in regulation and overtime, or overtime, or if they defeat the Blue Jackets in a shootout. So it looks like the Capitals actually have the head-to-head battle on the Islanders. So it looks like the Isles have got to pass the Capitals to get number two in the Metropolitan Division. We'll see how that all plays out as well. But the Rangers beat the Capitals 4-2 today, and still now deciding who's going to be the home team and who's going to get the top seed between those two teams, the Islanders and Capitals, in their round one playoff matchup. And finally, a game that didn't mean anything anywhere. These two teams, who would have told you that game 82 between L.A. and San Jose would be between two non-playoff teams this year? Well, that's exactly the way it ended up going. San Jose opened the scoring early in the first period thanks to Brent Burns, but it was all LA from there as they give their home crowd something to cheer about to finish off the year.
And here's Williams with it into the zone to Muzzin in the slot. Muzzin to the left circle, holding on, hands it off, moving in, Gabrick, a shot, score! Marian Gabrick got the pass in the high slot. He was the fourth king into the zone. He had a lot of room. He kept moving in towards the goaltender, Stalock, and using Williams as a screen, Gabrick beat Stalock on the stick side, and the Kings are up 3-1.
And the Kings would go on to win this game 4-1. Really interesting note from this game, and I don't know if anybody saw it coming. After the game, Jarrett Stoll picked up the puck and said afterwards it's for Robin Regier. The former Flames defenseman says he's likely retiring at the end of the season. Regier obviously spent so much of his NHL career with the Flames, a former Colorado Avalanche draft pick, but ends up playing most of his career with the Flames. And that, of course, is because of that Theron Fleury trade going way back. And we all remember how important Regier was in the 04 Cup Final for so long. And he was doing this starting from the age of 24. But he was playing the hardest shutdown minutes every single night for so long. Of course, he was eventually traded to the Buffalo Sabres in the summer of 2012 and eventually found his way to the Los Angeles Kings, where he won his Stanley Cup last year. But Robin Regier set to retire. That's the one note from LA's 4-1 win over the San Jose Sharks. So there you go. When it comes to playoff matchups and everything like that, nothing is set yet. There's a few that are set. For instance, we know that Calgary and Vancouver are playing one another. We know that Nashville and Chicago are playing one another. And we know that Washington and the New York Islanders are playing one another. Everything else still up in the air, and we won't know how these playoff matchups look until the end of the night. That is your NHL Roundup, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. Your Alberta Ford dealers invite you to go to albertaford.ca. to build and price your vehicle. The final score from the MTS Center in Winnipeg. The Jets beat the Flames 5-1. We'll wrap up the Hot Stove Lounge around the corner as we continue from Shanks on McLeod Trail South. This is Flames Radio on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. The most interactive show on radio is coming up. The Overtime Call-In Show. More than phone calls, tweets, text, emails, it's your show. Get your your Flames takes ready. Pat Steinberg turns the show over to Flames fans coming up right after the Hot Stove Lounge. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Well, it won't be a brass bonanza Saturday. Well, it will be a preview of the playoff edition of Overtime. Preview of the playoffs version of Overtime coming up in just a few minutes as we welcome you back to the Hot Stove Lounge. The Flames fall 5-1 at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. My name is Pat Steinberg here at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Looking forward to our 82nd edition of Overtime and looking forward to more editions of Overtime following that. It's time for the final summary brought to you by Marlboro Ford. With the all-new 2015 Ford showroom, it's easy to get into a Ford. Check out the new lineup online, then head to Marlboro Ford to see them in person. Well, it was actually the Flames opening the scoring in this game. Michael Frolik gets his... He would score later. Doesn't play for the Flames, though. Michael Ferland would score his second career NHL goal and second of the season. Just 33 seconds into the first period, the only assist goes to Sam Bennett. So 33 seconds into his NHL career, he records an assist. It was 1-0 Flames early on, but it didn't last long. So 0-0 only lasted 33 seconds, and Calgary's lead only lasted 15 seconds because shortly thereafter, Drew Stafford would get his 18th of the season, a bad one that beats Joni Ortio. Adam Partey, the only assist, and at 48 seconds, this game was tied 1-1. No scoring for the rest of the first period, so 1-1 after 20. No scoring in the second period, 1-1 after 40. Off to the third period we go, where the Jets go in front for the first time early on in the final frame. Michael Frolik gets his 19th of the season from Mark Scheifele, comes just 47 seconds into the third period, makes it 2-1. And a couple of other quick ones for Winnipeg extend their lead. They go up by 2 at 6:48, thanks to former Flame Lee Stempniak. He gets his 15th from Andrew Kopp. That makes it 3-1, and then 58 seconds later, it's 4-1. An unassisted goal from Adam Lowry comes at 7:46. His 11th of the season makes it 4-1 Jets. They score once more late in this game with 61 seconds to go. Matt Halaschuk gets his third of the season. Stempniak and Keaton Ellerbe draw the assists at 18:59, getting us to our final score. Final shots were 25-22 in favor of the Flames. Calgary goes 0-2 on the power play. The Jets 0-4 with the man advantage. So, after not allowing a power play against for three consecutive games, the Flames take four penalties today, but they don't allow a power play goal. Jets 0-4 with the man advantage. Your three stars tonight, the number three star for Calgary was Michael Ferland. Your number two star, Lee Stempniak of the Jets, and the number one star was Drew Stafford, also of Winnipeg. The hardest working Flame, as selected by Peter Labardius today, was Josh Juras. With the win, the Flames finish off their regular season 45-30-7, 15 games above 500. What a regular season for Calgary. And they open up the postseason next week against the Vancouver Canucks. The Winnipeg Jets finish their regular season 43-26-13. What a regular season for the Jets. They open up their postseason next week against either St. Louis or Anaheim. That is the final summary brought to you by Marlboro Ford. With the all-new 2015 Ford showroom, it's easy to get into a Ford. Check out the new lineup online, then head to Marlboro Ford to see them in person. So your final score, 4-1, 5-1 rather, the Flames fall at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets, and that means the regular season is done. The good news is the season isn't done because there's still more to come in the postseason. Also the good news, the overtime phone lines are now open, 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. You can text 960-960. We kick off overtime in just a few minutes. Would love to talk with you, not so much about this game. We can talk about this game if you want, Sam Bennett and the other debuts. But more importantly, let's make it a playoff preview edition of Overtime coming up just in a few minutes. But first, our final look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Find your brand new urban country home in Unity, just 25 minutes from Calgary in the community of Edgefield and Strathmore. More info at reedbuildhomes.com. We'll start in Major League Baseball, where the Toronto Blue Jays will throw first pitch in Baltimore in just about half an hour. We'll bring you that game joined in progress a little bit later on this afternoon. So the Jays in Baltimore and that game coming up after overtime joined in progress here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. At the Masters, round number three is underway and Jordan Spieth is not slowing down. 3-under through 15 and now 17-under on the tournament. And that is a 6-shot edge for Spieth on Phil Mickelson. Lefty's having himself a good third round. 5-under through 17. He's 11-under under for the tournament and six shots off the pace. Also, six shots back is Justin Rose. He's four under through 16 and also at minus 11. Charlie Hoffman, one under through 15 today. He's 10 under and seven shots off the pace. The other notables today, a 4-under 68 for Rory McIlroy, so he's now 6-under for the tournament. So after two 71s to start the weekend, he now shoots a 68, so McIlroy's 11 shots off the pace. Tiger Woods, a good round number three. He shoots a 4-under 68, and he is now 11 shots back as well. So Tiger probably not going to win the Masters, but a pretty good showing for Tiger, at least through three rounds. After his opening round 73, pretty good 3-under 69 in round two and a 4-under 68 today. That's what the leaderboard looks like at the Masters in the American Hockey League. Top of the hour, huge game for the Adirondack Flames as they'll welcome the Lake Erie Monsters. This is a big game because Adirondack fighting for their playoff lives. The number one affiliate of the Calgary Flames sits now 5 points back of the Toronto Marlies for the final playoff spot in the West. Adirondack does have a game in hand, so must-win territory for Adirondack down the stretch. And in the National Hockey League, your final scores this afternoon. Ottawa clinches a playoff spot. 3-1, they beat Philadelphia. Rangers set a new franchise record with 113 points with a 4-2 win over Washington. It was San Jose falling 4-1 to Los Angeles, and St. Louis takes out the Minnesota Wild 4-2. Still to come, top of the hour. Pittsburgh is in Buffalo. Toronto welcomes Montreal. New Jersey hooks up with Florida. Columbus visits the New York Islanders, and Detroit takes on Carolina. All those games are 5 o'clock starts. A 5:30 start in Tampa when the Bolts welcome Boston, and then later on tonight, Nashville's in Dallas, Chicago hooks up with Colorado, Arizona plays host to Anaheim, and Edmonton is in Vancouver. That's our look at the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Find your brand new urban country home in Unity, just 25 minutes from Calgary, in the community of Edgefield in Strathmore. More info at readbuildhomes.com. Well, it wasn't the greatest way for the Flames to finish off the regular season, but the regular season as a whole, much more important than Game 82 in the smaller picture. It was a good way to finish, though, for the Winnipeg Jets, and they deserve to send their fans home with something happy. Both teams, the Flames and the Jets, are playoff bound. It's time for the Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Canada's biggest selection of trucks, SUVs, Cadillacs, and Camaros with 0% financing and leasing available. Don't wait. Visit JackCarterChev.ca. Let's take you back to earlier this afternoon from the MTS Center in Winnipeg.
Welcome to the PyGem broadcast booth here at MTS Center in downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, where this afternoon it's a battle between two Stanley Cup playoff-bound teams as the Jets play host to the Calgary Flames. Lots of shot at me on the Jets net. Bennett racing it on the forecheck, steals it. Bennett on the wraparound, bouncing puck, they score! Sam Bennett beats it out in front. The puck bounced around a little bit, and Josh Juris and Michael Ferland both took swings and may have redirected it in. And just 33 seconds into the game, the Flames have a 1-0 lead. Here's Stafford with a shot, and he scores. A little snapshot to the net. Wasn't much on that shot from Drew Stafford, but it bounces off the tip of Joni Ordio's trapper over the goaltender's head, drops down to the ice, and then the puck rolls into the Flames' net. Two goals in the first 48 seconds of the first period. The Jets have tied the game at one. Here comes Schleifley the other way. Gets by Raymond, centers, Frolik shoots and scores! Mark Scheifele with a perfect pass out in front of the net, and Michael Frolik one times the shot. The Jets take a 2-1 lead. Well, the fans are going nuts here. Now a steal in front. Lowry shoots and scores! Adam Lowry picks the pocket of John Ramage, walks in front of the Flames' net, and finds the five hole of Joni Ordio. The Jets have scored four unanswered and have a 4-1 lead. Lundqvist pick it up in behind the net. The wheels up the middle of the ice. Gets to the red line, winds and fires a long shot right in on Hutchinson, who will grab it and freeze it. And that'll do it for this game and for the regular season. The Jets score five unanswered goals and defeat the Flames by a final score of 5-1.
There you go. The Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Canada's biggest selection of trucks, SUVs, Cadillacs, and Camaros with 0% financing and leasing available. Don't wait. Visit JackCarterChev.ca. while the Flames finish off their regular season with a playoff berth. Game 82 goes the way of the Winnipeg Jets as the Jets win this game by a 5-1 score. So Winnipeg doesn't know who they're playing in round one yet. It's either going to be St. Louis or it's going to be the Anaheim Ducks. The Flames do know who they're playing. It's going to be Vancouver. Round one opens at the Rogers Arena on the West Coast starting next week. And when the Flames go on the road this postseason, so does Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We'll be live on location right here at Shakes on McLeod Trail South, our home away from the Dome and your playoff headquarters, Shanks Sports Grill, with two great locations, Crowfoot Terrace in the northwest and McLeod Trail South. And for the first two road games, get your butt to one of the two Shanks locations. They're giving away playoff tickets at both locations. And on top of that, great prizes, including a set of commemorative Stanley Cup rings. That's a really cool prize I'll be giving away here at Shanks on McLeod Trail South and Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace as well. For everyone involved in Flames hockey this afternoon, for our broadcast team of Derek Wills and Peter Labardius, and for our outstanding producers, Matty Rose and Will Nault, pinch hitting a little bit as well. My name is Pat Steinberg. Don't go anywhere. The Flames fall 5-1 against the Winnipeg Jets, but a playoff preview edition of Overtime starts right now.